All right, we've got Ryan Wiggins on the phone this morning. And Ryan, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you this this beginning of the week?
Well, yeah, I almost said Monday several times.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I have. So, you know, I was thinking about this. Scott Pelley, he talks like he's got a broken jaw. Scott Pelley gave the commencement speech at Wake Forest University over the weekend. And basically spent his speech lecturing about the dangers of Donald Trump without ever mentioning him. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening to part of this, is it possible that the people at 60 Minutes could be any more out of touch with what's going on in the world and oblivious to their own flaws? And this is the problem with the mainstream media. Listen to a little bit of what he had to say, because, you know, this is the thing about it is you'll never convince Scott Pelley that he's ever done anything wrong. Listen.
Great universities are threatened with ruin. So what did President Wente and Provost Gillespie do? They spoke out. They joined other institutions signing the call for constructive engagement, a declaration of the relationship between government and higher education.
So he's worried that Wake Forest might lose some of its endowment money, Brian. I don't know. Oblivious to the fact that his program is about to make a huge settlement with Donald Trump for the lies they told about the Kamala Harris interview.
Okay, Mark, I watched this Scott Pelley thing, and I couldn't believe, aside from some of that stuff, he's speaking of the university, so he's talking about universities.
Right.
But some of the stuff he's talking about, general society, you know, the one that really stood out to me was about censorship and, you know, authoritarian governments trying to control what you do and all this stuff. I thought, you know, Scott Pelley, you actually have a decent speech here going if you had given it in 2022. I mean, it really, like, because he does not say Donald Trump. He's talking about themes and ideologies, and those things that he's talking about are bad. It's just that that's not happening to you now. Now, specifically to the universities side of it, my big argument with the universities, and I've been on this for 2 months, because when I saw him, being Trump, starting to look at Columbia, look at Harvard, look at some of these other universities, Penn State, I think, is on there, and say, look, what are we paying you for, anti-Semitism? The anti-Semitism is important to stop. Like, that's sort of the tip of the iceberg, though, because there's so much crap that these universities have been peddling for so long. It's so anti-American, it's anti-capitalist, it hates Western society, that if you were on the left, I always present this, like, if you're on the left and you consider some right-wing organization or school, for that matter, or wherever, that if that was getting billions of your dollars in tax subsidies every year in free money, would you be okay with it? And, of course, everybody on the left is going to say, no, I wouldn't want to give my tax money to the NRA or whatever. Well, the same thing is happening with universities in this country, that the right is going, why am I giving my money to this? It's just preaching anti my values. So it's so hypocritical to even think that we should not defund these things.
What do you think about Trump supposedly wanting to take money from Harvard and give it to some of these trade schools?
Well, that's a good PR move. I mean, we need that anyway. I don't know about funding more schooling, but if you're going to fund schooling, that's the kind we need. You know, I'm okay with it. Trump knows how to work these things. In fact, that's why they're starting with the worst universities, is because I think their overall goal is really to dismantle the communist university system in America. They're just starting with the worst offenders right now.
Yeah, it's a good point. The thing about Pelley is, and again, is his lack of self-awareness when he talks about, you know, he's defending institutions that have done far worse things. But I go back to this interview with Leslie Stahl on the Hunter Biden laptop. I can't help myself.
You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie,
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it. You want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie, Leslie.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just to remind people, this is back in 2020 when Donald Trump's challenging Leslie Stahl on the laptop. They've run cover for the Biden administration as far back as anybody can remember. And all Scott Pelley can do is go give a graduation speech now blasting the Trump administration. They hate him.
Hey, thank God this guy is president for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
He calls out everything. I mean, in ways that you're like, politicians, even good politicians don't do it. He's just like, I don't care. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
It's so great. And I love the fact that he was doing that back then because he's still doing it now.
He's still doing it now, just about every chance he gets. And it drives the left in this country absolutely insane. Ryan Wiggins, remind people where they can listen to Wiggins America.
7 to 8 Saturday mornings and 7 to 8 Sunday evenings.
Outstanding, my friend. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Yep, see you a little later. My office mate there, Ryan Wiggins, but he's not in the office yet, so we couldn't get him in the studio. Had to get him on the phone.
Sounds like he almost said Monday, too. Everyone's confused.
See,
what day is it?
I know it is. It's so unusual to be back in here on a Tuesday, but we're glad that it's Tuesday. All right, more to come. We'll be back right after this break. Stay